Election turnout in Indiana in the 2016 general election was low. 58% of eligible voters made it to the polls, according to the state government's website, but that percentage is high compared to the 38% in the primary election held the same year. Over the last decade, primary numbers have been down in Indiana, since the 40% of eligible voters who cast ballots in the spring of 2008. It makes sense that voters might go to the polls on their lunch break. But after dividing the expected low turnout with the 116 voting precincts in Allen County, none of the polling places were experiencing a lunch rush. Around noon, Kate Black had just finished voting at Redeemer Lutheran Church on Rudisill Boulevard.
The only thing I can say is that I'm just hoping against hope that the American people look up and notice that it is their country, and if they don't stand up and do something about what's happening with the division in the country, we are never going to change it.
Another voter hoping Tuesday's results can lead to some changes and solutions is Shirley Wall.
I believe in the elections, but I don't care for right now the way things are going.
If there are signs of a wave of any kind in Northeast Indiana, it could come from voters like Black and Wall, calling for dialogue and civility. Wall hopes the rhetoric used and the way candidates attack their opponents will change.
And let's just try to get back to being civil to each other.
For WBOI News, I'm Ben Clemmer.